Russell Morris, A Hard Day's Night. Why this song?
I love the Beatles, but I love the contrast between Lennon and McCartney. And you can generally tell in some of the songs the part that they wrote because it's the part they sing. And in A Hard Day's Night, you can hear all the verses with John Lennon. It's been a hard day, sort of a bit edgy. And then all of a sudden it comes into the sweet bit. When I'm home, everything's in. And it's like, same with Day in the Life, because that was so dark. And then all of a sudden, it sounds like when it goes, woke up, got out of bed, dragged the car. It's like a bunch of tap dancers have danced across the stage in top tails and hats and canes. Because that was McCartney's thing. He was a bit of a Toby Jugman, a bit of a sort of a vaudeville. So he would add that touch of lightness. But that's what made them so magical, I think. They were both great songwriters in their own right, but when they added to each other, it was just something really special. Day in the Life was, I think, my favourite. Just loved the way it sort of built, and it was just fabulous. But I did love, and I still do love, Hard Day's Night.
Who does the opening chord? Because that opening chord, apart from being very famous, it's also been the subject of much discussion, much scientific study. Just what makes up that opening chord?
It's like a G sus, but it's also got different elements of other notes in. So the bass plays a note as well, but it's sort of, yeah, it's got an extra note in there, which the boys have worked out. And I've just always played a G sus, and it sounds okay, but it doesn't get that exact sound that the Beatles got.
Do you remember, Russell Morris, the first time you heard A Hard Day's Night?
I remember because I went round to the bass player in the band. He just bought the new album, the Beatles album, and he put it on that chord. When it rang, I just went, wow. It's just fantastic. Yeah, I do remember, and I was still at school. I was at Richmond Tech, and I went round to Les's place, Les Goff, and we sat there and listened to it in his lounge room.
So you were already a Beatles guy?
No, I was a Rolling Stones guy. Les and all them sort of converted me to the Beatles, and then all of a sudden they started doing things like that, and then they did Rubber Soul, and then they did Revolution, and I just thought, wow, this is unbelievable. These guys just don't stop developing and uncoiling. It was like a ball of wool, and then all of a sudden it sprung into five different jumpers of different colours.
I love the analogy. Russ, did you have any contact with the Beatles? Because I know you spent a bit of time in London, swinging London.
No, unfortunately, I didn't. I didn't get to meet them, but Ian Meldrum got to meet them and did what he normally does. He fainted at John Lennon's feet when they introduced him. Unbelievable. John Lennon said, "Who's this idiot?" And they said, "That's Ian Meldrum." So John, of course, never forgot who Ian Meldrum was.
This show that you're doing, Russell Morris, Let It Be, the Beatles songs of Lennon and McCartney, I believe that the producers invited people to vote for their favourite Beatles songs. Who would have known that a George Harrison song would turn up number one, While My Guitar Gently Weeps?
Yeah, that's funny, isn't it? Yes.
Isn't it?
I love to read biographies and things, and if you read the Here, There and Everywhere by Jeff Emmerich, who was their engineer, George was always considered a bit of a joke with his writing, and they always cringed when George would bring his songs in. And he said, but to give Jeff Emmerich credit, he said, but one day he walked in and said, "Oh, here are my two songs," and everyone sort of thought, "Oh, here we go again." And he played Something, and Here Comes the Sun, and he said everyone went, "What?"
So, do you reckon he'd been storing it up? I mean, you know what it's like being part of a band. Allegiances form. Paul and John were pretty tight, weren't they?
Yeah, they were like brothers, and then they became brothers who didn't like each other.
And I think John could probably be tough, you know, hard work to a degree.
A pain in the neck, I think, sometimes. So I think he would have been.
But a genius. Yeah. But there's George desperately trying to get his songs in.
And he was also younger too, so they probably pushed him around a bit.
And what other songs, Russ, do you do in the show?
Got to Get You Into My Life, Here, There and Everywhere, Nowhere Man. And then I'd sing duets with other people.
Oh, what are the duets?
On My Loving, I think I do. Hard Day's Night with Jack. Off the top of my head, I have no idea now.
And of course, you've got...
Who said I've ruined brain cells?
You've got some serious talent there. Let's just run through the people in the show. You mentioned Jack Jones. Who are the other performers?
We've got the wonderful Doug Parkinson, a voice of doom, unbelievable. Glenn Shorrock, who's got my description of Glenn's voice as like pouring honey. He's got a gorgeous voice. And John Paul Young, who's a great mate of mine and a fantastic singer. I think it's going to be really, really fun, you know. Jack Jones or Erwin Thomas. You know, yep. he's an incredible guitar player as well as singer, the smart aleck.
Russ, you've got to get back into rehearsal. Would you like to introduce A Hard Day's Night for us on the Friday Review?
Would love to, Brian, and it's always lovely talking to you. A Hard Day's Night on the Friday Review.